Good afternoon. This is All India Radio and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Political parties intensify campaigning for fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says rooting out terrorism is essential so that money can be used to improve living conditions of the poor. Congress fields Ajay Rai to contest against Prime Minister in Varanasi parliamentary constituency. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un hold their first ever talks in Vladivostok. Top Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Samir Verma enter quarterfinals of Asia Badminton Championship at Wuhan in China. Political parties have intensified campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. 71 constituencies spread over 9 states will go to polls in this phase on Monday. Star campaigners of various political parties are making whirlwind tours at different places, garnering support for their candidates. Addressing a rally in Darbhanga in Bihar today, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that national security and terrorism are main issues before the country. He was addressing an election meeting at Darbhanga in Bihar today. The Prime Minister said the poor of this country are the worst affected because of terrorism. He added that the money now spent on security could be spent on their well-being. Mr. Modi said terror factories will be decimated. He said the opposition has not been able to sense the mood of the country. He said people who are contesting only in a few seats are waiting for their turn to become the Prime Minister.
हमारा देश मजबूत होना चाहिए मजबूत देश के लिए सरकार मजबूत होनी चाहिए सरकार मजबूत बनाने के लिए प्रधानमंत्री मजबूत होना चाहिए आजकल जो 20 सीट लड़ रहे हैं वो भी प्रधानमंत्री बनने के लिए लाइन में खड़े हैं कर्नाटक में तो 8 सीट लड़ने वाले भी प्रधानमंत्री की लाइन में खड़े हैं 40 सीट लड़ने वाले भी प्रधानमंत्री की लाइन में खड़े हैं.
The Prime Minister will also hold a roadshow in Varanasi today. He will file his nomination from Varanasi Lok Sabha seat tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to land in Varanasi's Babatpur Airport a short while from now. Heavy security arrangements are in place for the proposed roadshow. Before starting roadshow, Mr. Modi will hold a meeting with senior BJP leaders including Amit Shah, Piyush Goyal and JP Nadda. Roadshow will begin from Banaras Hindu University's iconic Lanka Gate and will culminate at Dashaswamedh Ghat. In evening, Mr. Modi is scheduled to participate in Ganga Aarti at Dashaswamedh Ghat. Narendra Modi will also hold dialogue with intellectuals and people from all walks of life who have done exceptionally well in their field. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, AIR News, Varanasi.
Addressing a public meeting at Ghazipur in Uttar Pradesh, BJP President Amit Shah said the NDA government will not compromise with national security and will continue to give a befitting reply to terrorism.
राहुल बाबा बुआ भतीजा आपकी पार्टी की पॉलिसी आपको मुबारक हम भारतीय जनता पार्टी वाले हैं हम आतंकवादियों के साथ इलू इलू नहीं कर सकते हैं हमारी नीति अपर है पाकिस्तान से गोली आएगी यहां से गोला जाएगा इस देश की सुरक्षा के साथ खिलवाड़ नहीं कर सकता है.
Congress President Rahul Gandhi has said his party's Nyay scheme will benefit the poor, labourers and small traders. He was addressing a public meeting at Jalor in Rajasthan today. Mr. Gandhi said GST will be simplified and 22 lakh government jobs given in 1 year if his party is voted to power. Mr. Gandhi said,
Nyay Yojana ka paisa 5 crore mahilaon ke bank account mein jala ho jaye. Saal ke 72,000 rupaye, 5 saal ke 3,60,000 rupaye. Dusri baat. 33% रिजर्वेशन विधानसभा राज्यसभा लोकसभा में हमारी महिलाओं के लिए और आखिरी काम सरकारी नौकरियों में 33% रिजर्वेशन महिलाओं.
Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra is campaigning at Jalon in Uttar Pradesh. BSP Chief Mayawati is also participating in election rallies in Shahjahanpur and Kannauj district of the state. In the fourth phase, voting will take place for 17 parliamentary seats in Maharashtra, 13 each in Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan, 8 in West Bengal, 6 each in Odisha and Madhya Pradesh, 5 in Bihar and 3 in Jharkhand. Voting will also be held in all the polling stations falling in Kulgam district under the Anantnag Lok Sabha constituency in Jammu and Kashmir. Besides the 71 Lok Sabha seats, 41 of the total 147 assembly seats in Odisha will also go to polls in this phase. In Maharashtra, 17 constituencies, including 6 from Mumbai, will go to the polls in the fourth phase. A report from our correspondent.
6 of the high-profile constituencies from Mumbai, along with 11 other seats, will vote on Monday, with candidates hoping that the maximum city comes out of its traditional lethargy to vote in big numbers this time. Right from glamour to dynasty, this phase will see key contests between Congress candidate Urmila Matondkar and BJP's sitting MP Gopal Shetty from Mumbai North, Poonam Mahajan and Priya Dutt vying for Mumbai North Central, Milind Deora from Mumbai South, Dr. Hina Gavit from Nandurbar and NCP's Parth Pawar making his poll debut from Mawal. Some other prominent candidates include Minister of State for Defence Dr. Subhash Bhamre from Dhule, NCP's Samir Bhujbal from Nashik and BJP's Manoj Kotak from Mumbai Northeast. Overall, it will be a two-cornered fight between the Congress Mahagathbandhan and the BJP Shiv Sena alliance. With the BJP confident that the state's drought relief measures, farm loan waiver and Kisan pension scheme will benefit their alliance, the opposition is relying on the anti-incumbency factor and lack of new jobs. With Nisha Rane, this is Sweetie Jain for AIR News, Mumbai.
Meanwhile, re-polling is being held today in 9 booths located in 8 assembly constituencies in Odisha. The constituencies are Surata, Bonai, Sundargarh, Dashapalla, Atabira, Bargarh, Padmapur and Brajrajnagar. Voting was affected in these booths due to various reasons including procedural errors and damaging of an EVM by a candidate. In Nagaland, re-polling is being held today at one polling station under Tui assembly constituency in Okha district. 53.48% polling was recorded till 1 p.m. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton was among the first to exercise his franchise. The Election Commission has appointed Mr. Armstrong Kame as the General Observer for the re-poll. Re-polling is also being held at a polling booth in Agra Lok Sabha seat in Uttar Pradesh. The Election Commission ordered re-polling after the presiding officer wrongly deleted some votes after the polling by pressing a button of the control panel of the EVM. The Congress has fielded Ajay Rai from Varanasi and Madhusudan Tiwari from Gorakhpur for Lok Sabha elections. The party released a list of 2 candidates selected by the Central Election Committee. So far, the party has announced candidates for 424 Lok Sabha seats. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has said his party will gain full statehood for Delhi and 7 seats will play a key role in forming the government at the centre. He was releasing the Aam Aadmi Party's Delhi Manifesto for Lok Sabha polls today. He said 85% of the children in the national capital would get admission in colleges when Delhi gets full statehood.
News Services Division of All India Radio is broadcasting a special live program Janadesh 2019 on the developments related to the general elections 2019.
Tune in to the FM Gold channel of AIR from 4.05 p.m. to 4.30 p.m. every day till the announcement of results to listen to this special program.
This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Har kisan ka abhiman nyay, naujawanon ka yaar nyay, behan betiyon ka samman nyay, har ghar ki hai.
होगा न्याय, कांग्रेस को वोट दे।
Gujarat is reeling under severe heat wave conditions over the last few days. The temperature in most of the cities, including Ahmedabad, was above 42 degrees Celsius. According to the Met Office, the day temperature is likely to increase further in the next few days. Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation has issued a red alert from the 26th to the 28th of April as maximum temperature is likely to go beyond 45 degrees Celsius. The Met Department has forecast dust storm or thunderstorm in the national capital today. It said the maximum temperature later in the day is likely to be around 42 degrees Celsius. Delhi has been reeling under scorching heat for the past few days. The mercury crossed the 40-degree mark for the first time this season on Tuesday. In Sri Lanka, security alert is on in the capital Colombo and other parts of the country, following reports that terrorist groups may be looking to carry out more attacks. A fundamentalist group linked to National Tawhid Jamaat is believed to have carried out the attacks, killing at least 359 people, including 36 foreigners. The government has said that the group is linked with foreign organizations and several members traveled abroad. A report from our correspondent.
A massive search operation is underway in Colombo and police checkposts have been set up all over the city. Police is looking for some suspicious vehicles who may be involved in Sunday attacks and looking to carry out more attacks. Police advise people not to panic and cooperate in their search operations. Meanwhile, countrywide crackdown on suspects continue and 16 more were arrested in overnight operations. President Maithripala Sirisena held an all-party meeting and sought support of all sides to overcome the crisis and defeat terrorism in the country. Santosh Kumar for AIR News from Colombo.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to seek closer ties as they met in Vladivostok today. The meeting came as Kim is looking for support in his nuclear standoff with Washington after his talks with U.S. President Donald Trump broke down in February this year. President Putin told North Korean leader Kim he supports ongoing efforts to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula and wants to boost economic ties. The Kremlin has said the focus of today's talks will be on finding a political and diplomatic solution to the nuclear problem on the Korean Peninsula, but that no joint statement or signing of agreements was planned. At the stock markets, after opening higher early in the day, the Sensex lost 39 points or 0.1% to trade at 39,016 in afternoon trade a short while ago. The Nifty at the National Stock Exchange shed 3 points to trade at 11,723. At the Forex market, the rupee appreciated 18 paise to 70 rupees 5 paise against the dollar in intraday trade. Top Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Sameer Verma progressed to the quarterfinals of the Asia Badminton Championship at Wuhan in China today. In women's singles, Olympic silver medalist Sindhu beat Indonesia's Joyrun Nisa 21-15-21-19 in just 33 minutes. She will next face unseeded Chai Yan Yan of China. In the men's singles, Sameer brushed aside Hong Kong's Ngun Ka Long Angus 21-12-21-19. However, mixed doubles pair of Utkarsh Arora and Karishma Wadkar and Venkat Prasad and Juhi Devangan crashed out of the tournament. India bagged 4 medals, including a gold, on the final day of the Asian Athletics Championships at Doha in Qatar yesterday. P.U. Chitra successfully defended her women's 1500 meters gold she had won in 2017, while Ajay Kumar Saroj in men's 1500 meters and the women's 4 into 400 meters relay team clinched a silver each. Sprinter Duti Chand added a bronze in women's 200 meters race. India ended at the 4th spot in the medals tally. Bahrain topped the table with China 2nd and Japan 3rd. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Rajasthan Royals in Kolkata at 8 p.m. today. Last night, South African AB de Villiers powered Royal Challengers Bangalore to a 17-run win over Kings XI Punjab at Bengaluru. Put into bat, Bangalore posted 202 for 4, riding on de Villiers' 44-ball 82 not out. In reply, Punjab managed to make 185 for 7 in the allotted 20 overs, falling short by 17 runs. De Villiers was named man of the match. 13 Indian pugilists will play their semi-final bouts of the Asian Boxing Championships in Bangkok today. The boxers, 7 men and 6 women, are assured of bronze medals after they advanced to the last 4 stage of the Marquee Continental Championship. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Political parties intensify campaigning for 4th phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says rooting out terrorism is essential so that money can be used to improve living conditions of the poor. Congress feels Ajay Rai to contest against Prime Minister in Varanasi parliamentary constituency. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un hold their first ever talks in Vladivostok. Top Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Sameer Verma enter quarterfinals of Asia Badminton Championship at Wuhan in China. And with that, we end the midday news.